Today, these three players are after 10 bucks. But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives from Television City in Hollywood. It's time to press Killer Rock. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeHartman.
Ron Roddy, and hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. I want to extend a special welcome to all the new stations and all the new folks that are watching us for the very first time. And we're now going to meet the three players who are looking for big bucks today on Press Your Luck, starting with our first player, our champion, Marla Mahal. $11,000 in cash.
That's great.
Well done. What are you going to do with the money?
I'm going to buy a four-wheel drive pickup truck.
You're going to buy a what kind?
Four-wheel drive pickup truck.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yep.
Sounds wild. Now you need some gas money, right?
Right.
Well, good luck to you today, Marla.
Thank you, Peter.
Our second player is Kent Killian. How are you, Kent? Great. Where are you from?
I am from Boston, Massachusetts.
I see. And you're famous for wearing socks of sorts? What is this?
I wear mismatching socks.
How long have you been doing this, Kent?
11 years.
You want to talk about this or what? Do you have them on now?
I have them on now. Let's Would you like to see them?
Yeah, very
okay.
much. Kent is going to
we have
both at the same time.
We have our red and yellow, and we have our blue. It's good luck.
Is it good luck? Does it work for you?
Definitely.
You're
all
a
the time.
Sick puppy, Kent, but good luck to you today.
That's what my mother used to tell me.
All right. Our third player. Let's meet our third player, David Stover. How are you, David?
How you doing, Peter?
I'm fine. Where are you from?
I'm from here. I've just recently moved down from Salem, Oregon.
Ah, nice city. It's nice green up there.
Rains
pretty.
A lot.
Yeah, rains
yeah.
quite a bit. You like
Too
it down
much.
Here, though,
yes,
right?
Yes, the weather's great.
Need some bucks?
Mega bucks.
You have come to the right place.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you how we're going to do this. Players, I'm going to ask you four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at the big Press Your Luck game board. A correct buzzing answer gives you three spins, and a correct multiple choice answer one spin. The more spins you have, the more money you can win. Unless you hit a whammy. You don't want to do that because that rascal's going to take away all your money and get you down to zero. The player with the most money at the end of the game gets to keep it all and return tomorrow to play again. Are you all ready to press your luck?
Yeah!
Here is the first question. Here's your press your luck safety hint. At work, at home, or on the road, where does USA Today say you are most likely to have an accident? Marla.
Your home.
All right, is the correct answer at home, at work, or on the road? Kent?
At home.
What do you think, David?
I'm going to stay at home.
You are. Well, you're most likely to have an accident at home. And because Marla buzzed in, she gets three spins. And Kent and David get a spin apiece because their multiple choice was correct. Number two question. Here it comes. To the nearest 10 years, what is the average age of all American men? Marla.
60.
60. Is the correct answer 60 years, 20 years, or 30 years? Kent?
30.
What do you think it is, David?
I'm going to say 30.
You're going to say 30. The median age of all American men is 30 years old.
Yeah.
And Kent and David get a spin apiece. Yes, their multiple choice answer was correct. All right, next question. To the nearest 100, how many bones are there in the human body? Kent.
300.
Is the correct answer 300 bones? I'll give you a couple other answers and see if you get it right. 100 bones or 200 bones, Marla?
I'm going to say 200.
What are you going to say, David?
I'll go with 200.
You will. There are 242 bones in the human body.
Yeah.
So you're going to do 200. And Marla goes to 4 and David to 3. Last question, gang. Here it is. Here's one from the Press Your Luck American Atlas. What river flows through the Grand Canyon? David?
The Colorado.
Is it the Colorado River, the Ohio River, or the Missouri River, Marla?
The Colorado River.
What do you think it is, Kent?
Colorado.
The Colorado River flows through the Grand Canyon. Marla to 5. Kent to 3, and David bumps in, so he goes to 6. You know what happens next? Big buck round. Stay with us. We're coming back to money. little board up there that's spinning around like crazy has over $50,000 in cash and prizes on it. And each time you spin, you have a chance to add to your total and make it get more money, right? Sounds great. There is a hitch. You see, the hitch is a thing called the whammy. Because if you hit a whammy at any time, you're going to lose all your money. So you want to stay away from the whammy. Four whammies will put you out of the game. So you really want to avoid that, right? And what happens is you want to amass a fortune in this round. If you win this round, you have the advantage of playing last in the bonus round. It's very important because it's a distinct advantage, right? And you can pass your remaining spins if you get frightened of the whammy anytime during your turn, so it gives you some means of getting out if you're within the problem area, okay? Everybody understand that? I don't. Three spins. The fewest spins go first. Kent, you have that distinction with three. Hit the big board.
Okay, I am ready. I am looking for it. It's coming. Come on. Big Mama, here it is. Stop.
Stop at 500.
Yeah.
First place, two spins.
We are going. Come on. We're looking for it all. Come on, baby. Stop.
Stop. That's one of those creatures. I was trying to tell you to avoid. Kent took away all your money, but you still have a spin left. You can keep going.
Hey, we're going.
All right. Here we go.
Come on. Look at big bucks. Big bucks. Come on. Stop.
Stop at $500.
Hey.
All right. You're in first place. Next, we go to Marla with five spins. Marla?
All right. Just like yesterday, let's get some big bucks going here. Stop.
Stop at $750. Four spins left. You are in first place by $250.
Okay. Let's go.
Stop at 400
yeah.
more. 1150, three spins.
Okay.
Go
let's
again.
Go. One more time here. Let's go. No whammy. Stop.
Stop. That's no whammy. Oh, he's so rude. But left you with two spins, Marla. You want to hit it again?
Okay, I'm going to go.
All right, here we go.
Stop.
Stop. Another whammy. He borrowed my American Express card. I got a check. Marla, here's the situation. You have $0, one spin, two whammies. You want to be very careful about picking up a third whammy in round one. What do you want to do with the one spin?
I think I'll pass it.
You're going to pass it. It goes to the player with the highest amount of money. That is Kent. $500, one spin. You have to take it because it's passed to you, Kent. Here it comes.
American Express, come on. Stop
at $550, a gift from Marla, $1,050. Now we move on to David with six spins.
All right. This is for my family. Come on. Let's see some mega box. Stop.
Stop at a whammy.
I'm open. Tell me to fire.
David?
No problem.
No problem.
Here, no
five
problem.
Spins left. Here we go
come
again.
Come on. All right. Come on. Come on. Let's see some big money. Stop.
Stop at $1,000.
Yeah.
Second place, four spins.
All right, all the way, Peter.
$1,000.
Let's see it. And this is for my family. Come on, stop.
Stop at $525. Yeah. $1,525. Three spins, first place.
Going all the way, all right. Peter. All right, this is for my family again. Come on, let's see it. Big money, stop.
Stop at $400
yeah.
more. $1,925, two spins, David. What do you want to do? You're in first place by about...
I'm going, Peter.
All right.
Come on, let's see it again. Big box. Stop.
Stop at 500
yeah.
more. 24-25, David.
Oh,
one spin. Spin to the highest, next highest amount of money. Kent, it's yours. You have to take it because it has to. Here it comes.
Okay,
wait,
come on.
Stake.
Big box, come on. Stop.
Stop. $0, Kent $0, David with $2,400, $25. You have Andy, and we're coming right back after these words with a whole new round. Just stay with us. Another round of questions and answers. I have the questions. You have the answers. As you know, an answer becomes bucks because answers turn into spins, right? And spins become bucks, as you saw in the earlier round. Now, what I'm going to do, as we've always done, I'm going to ask a question. Whoever buzzes in, I'm going to take that answer and then two others and give it to the other two players as a multiple choice. If they get it right, they get a spin apiece. If the person who buzzed in is right, they get three spins. Right?
Right.
Here we go.
Right.
Hasbro, Coleco, and Mattel are the big three in the world. Marla?
Toys.
In the world of what? All right. I'm going to take Marla's answer, toys, and give two others to Kent and David. Is the correct answer toys, cosmetics, or power tools? Kent?
Toys.
What do you think, David?
Toys.
Those are the big three toy companies.
Yeah.
Marla buzzed in because he gets three spins. Kent a spin, David a spin. All right. Next question. Does the average American save closer to 5, 10, or 15% of his income annually? Marla?
10%.
All right, we'll take Marla's answer and try two other multiple choices. Is the correct answer 10%, 5%, or 15, Kent?
5%.
What do you think, David?
I'll say 5%.
The average American saves only 5% of his salary. And Kent and David get a spin apiece. Multiple choice answers were right. Moving right along. In what sport might a player be accused of clipping? Kent.
Football.
All right, we'll take Kent's answer and two others and give it to Marla and David. Is the correct answer football, boxing, or hockey? Marla?
Football.
What do you think it is, David?
Football.
Clipping is a no-no in football.
Yeah.
Marla, to four. Kent buzzed in with the five, and David gets the spin, goes to three. Last question. Here's a bit of TV trivia. McGillicuddy was Lucy's maiden name in the TV series I Love Lucy. What was her married name? Marla.
Ricardo.
Is it Ricardo, Mertz, or Nelson, Kent?
Ricardo.
What do you think, David?
Ricardo.
Lucy's married name is Lucy Ricardo. And Marla goes to seven, Kent to six, and David to four. And we're coming back with a big round with big bucks over $100,000. That's it. Serious money. There's over $100,000 up there in cash and prizes. Great things to win. There are the whammies. They're still hanging around. Hopefully we've seen all of them that we want to see, right? Now, I did not lie when I said the player who won round one would play last in this round. That is David, $2,425. So you can sit back and relax. You have won the advantageous position. Player with the least money will play first. Whenever we have a tie, player to my left goes first. That's Marla. $0, seven spins, two whammies. Big bucks.
Big bucks! Come on, let's go,
Claire!
Big bucks! Stop!
Stop! I don't know about that. Marla, you have three whammies, no dollars, six pins. Let's chat for a moment. Because one more whammy, you'll be out of the game. We don't want that, so we want you to get some bucks. But you have to be careful. What do you want to do with the six spins?
I don't have any alternatives.
Going to go for some big bucks?
Going.
All right, here goes Marla.
Stop
at 750 and a spin. You're back in the fifth. You are in second place. You earned a spin, so you still have six.
I want to go again. Come on, big bucks. Let's go.
Stop at 600 more. That's 1350. Still second place. You have five spins. Still three whammies, Marla.
Let's go.
All right.
Come on, big bucks.
Stop at 1,400 more. 2,750, four spins, first place. By $325. Still three whammies.
I'm going to go.
All right,
come
looking
on,
for that lose a whammy
big
spin.
Stop.
You're out.
You're out.
You're out.
Marla, you're the only attractive one up there.
Thank
I hate
you.
To see you leave. Well... We'll go over. You guys aren't bad either. What the heck? We'll go over it again.
Okay.
Six spins, no dollars. Here we go.
Okay, she took care of you-know-who. Come on, big bucks, stop.
Stop at five.
Yeah!
Yeah! Whoa, big bucks, Kent. Earned the spins. You still have your six. You're in first place by $25.75.
Okay, let's go. Let's
right.
keep going. Come on, big bucks. We're looking for another big bucks. Stop.
Stop.
Yeah.
Wow, what have we got up here? 7, 8 whammies? This is Whammy Central. Enough whammies. Kent, okay. You're in the same position Marla was in, and that is one more whammy, and you'll be out of the game. And then David will just play against the house. But when we get ahead of ourselves, you still have 5 spins.
Well, I've got to go.
All right, Kent's looking for bucks, and no.
Okay, come on. Come on, big bucks, come on, stop.
Stop at $800, you're back in the money.
All right.
4 spins, still 3 whammies, 2nd place.
We got to go. Come on, big bucks, come on, baby. Stop.
Oh, 5,000 and a spin. $5,800, Kent. 4 spins, you're in first place by 33.75. $24.25, 4 spins, you have half a take, David. Here we go. They were back to you. Take back. Pass them back. This is for Barry. Come on, big bucks. Stop. Stop at $500. $29.25, 3 spins. All right. Here we go. This is for my parents. Come on, big bucks. Stop. Stop at $600 more. Yeah. $35.25, 2 more spins. You have to take. Let's see some big money. Big money. Stop. Stop at $12.50. $47.75. One more spin. All right, come on, big bucks. Big bucks, stop. Stop. This ought to do it. Oh, four, seven, nine whammies. I heard Kent's cheer, too. Evidently it took. But, David, you have 4 spins that you can press or pass. You only have 2 whammies.
Going
for
it.
Big bucks.
I'm going.
Here we go.
Come on, big bucks. Big bucks, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at a game table,
yeah,
David.
I'll take it.
That game table is worth $2,595. 2nd place, 3 spins.
All right. I'm going, Peter.
All right.
All right, come on. Lots of money, lots of money. Stop.
Stop at 500
yeah.
more. $3,095. About $2,800 separate you and Kent. 2 spins. $27.95.
$27.05.
Press me after a pass.
I'm going.
All right, David.
Oh,
looking for big bucks.
All right, come on. Let me see. Big bucks. Big bucks. Stop.
Stop it. Double. Yeah. Yeah. $6,190. Your 2 spins, you're in first place. By $390. What do you want to do?
I gotta go, Peter.
All right. Let's go.
All right. Big bucks. It's for my mom. Come on, big bucks. Stop.
Stop it.
Yeah.
David, $7,440. Yeah. That is $1,640 more than Kent. You have 1 spin left. If you can stay away from the whammy, you'll win the game. You have the choice. You can pass it to Kent. If he whammies, you'll win. Mr. Rod Ruddy, as he extols the virtues of each and every one of your gifts. Rod.
Why, thank you, Peter. David, congratulations. You have won a crap table. It comes with a croupier stick, marker, dice tray, chips, and instruction book to assist with the fun from Alan Ramsey. Total of that prize is $2,595, combined with the $5,345 in cash that you have won. And, David, that gives you a grand total of $7,940. Congratulations.
Well done, David. $7,940. And, of course, your win today entitles you to come back next time and take us on once again and see if you can avoid the whammies and make the big bucks, right? Well done. Now, Marla, you're leaving us because you lost today, but, I mean, you're not exactly a big loser since you left. You're leaving us with $11,000 in cash. And, of course, 4 whammies, you're out of the game. You hit the 4 whammies today. But I wish you the best of luck with that $11,000. You were a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Kent, you came dangerously close to whammying out. You didn't. You hung in there. and you played. You were in the game till the very end, but we have some nice prizes for you, so you don't go away empty-handed.
Well, thank you
for being with us.
Thank you. Continue
to wear mismatched socks.
I will.
Until next time, this is Peter Tamarkin. Thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
Some member of our studio audience will receive the new Cicerone typewriter with Spell It Right 2 dictionary. Catches the mistakes before you do. Finds it, erases it, even helps you spell it from Cicerone. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Get into the groove with this portable AM/FM high-tech radio. Includes earphone and special multiband for TV frequency. Plus, Perfect Nail helps prevent slitting, hardens nails, plus organic nail conditioners. Speeds polish, drying, lubricates cuticles from Perfect Nail. Also, Hamilton Beach's lightweight iron with bursts of steam. Silverstone Soul Plate for no-stick, easy-glide ironing. Hamilton Beach, Scoville. And Hoover's Spirit portable canister vacuum for powerful suction and incredible mobility. It's light enough to carry anywhere you clean. The Spirit from Hoover. And put the great taste of chocolate in your chocolate chip cookies with Hershey's Thinly Sweet Chips, no chocolate chips, or mini chips from Hershey. The greatest name is chocolate. And capture your best memories with a Polaroid. The Sun 600 comes with carrying case and coupons for free film.
Don't miss the laughs as Gerald McCraney tries to take charge of a family full of females in Major Dad, followed by the high-flying comedy Wings, tonight and every weeknight starting at 7 on USA.
This is Rod Roddy, speaking for Press Your Luck, a Carruthers Company presentation.